the little-known figure behind WikiLeaks. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Australian man Julian Assange is the face of WikiLeaks, the site that publishes anonymous submissions and leaks of sensitive and sometimes damning documents. The site guarantees anonymity of its sources. Most recently, WikiLeaks published 2007 video of a U.S. helicopter attack on some civilians and Reuters journalists in Baghdad. Hosted by servers in Sweden, WikiLeaks famously published some of Sarah Palin's email after a hacker broke into her Yahoo account, and documents exposing apparent corruption at the top levels of the Kenyan government. WikiLeaks publishes leaks without discrimination, saying refusing leaks is the same thing as helping the bad guys. Its push for radical transparency has put WikiLeaks squarely on some enemies' lists. So what do we know about the guy who runs WikiLeaks? Not that much, according to David Kushner, who profiles Julian Assange in a recent Mother Jones article.
He's a young guy who spends a fair amount of time, it seems, in Africa, and his background is as a journalist and, when he was younger, as a hacker, an ethical hacker, as he described himself.
What drives this guy to do what he does with WikiLeaks? Why is he the way he is, or why is the site the way it is?
You know, they're driven to make the world a better place by having a clearinghouse for this information, you know, for what they call untraceable mass document leaking and analysis. You know, to his credit, he realized that, you know, while the idea of leaks is not new, going back to the late 60s and the Pentagon Papers and all that, what he realized and what he told me is that with the internet, you know, they can have this flood of leaks online. They can create a system which hopefully would protect the people who are providing the information and, you know, provide a resource for the public, for journalists to get access to this information that they couldn't otherwise get.
You called up members of the WikiLeaks advisory board, many of whom told you they didn't even know they were on the WikiLeaks advisory board. What does that say about WikiLeaks?
I was very surprised when one after the other told me that they really weren't aware. Some didn't even know they were listed on there, or they just remembered some kind of passing conversation. You know, on the surface, it just calls into question, why were they listed here if in fact, that's not a case. And, you know, I think this WikiLeaks by design is somewhat shadowy. It needs to be. It needs to do that in order to protect the identity of the people who are giving this information. But at the same time, you want to be able to trust in it and trust the credibility of it. So I suppose that perhaps that raises some red flags.
You raise an interesting point, which is that WikiLeaks is rather shadowy. It almost has to be. But it exists to sort of throw light on shadows, which is this interesting thing where you wonder whether ultimately that's a tenable position or not.
You read about day after day things that are coming out on WikiLeaks, and while there is controversy about some of them, they do come out as being credible. I mean, the Guantanamo operating manuals that came out, they did a secret plan for the Afghan war. You know, initially there was some shock over this site. Who are these people and how did they get this information? But now that they're doing it again and again, I think that maybe some of those questions are going to the wayside and people really are judging it on, you know, the quality of the leaks and the information that it's producing.
Writer David Kushner is contributing editor at Wired and Rolling Stone magazines. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.